Well, Rick, I wanted to begin this week with the first ever Pensacon convention, which is expected to be a huge event.
It is big. It's rare that in February you have a downtown hotel reporting that it's fully booked. You know, to find out more information about Pensacon, I went to everybody's favorite Star Wars source, which of course is Wikipedia. And there's a lot of work to do for Pensacola. Even though there's 100,000 plus articles on Wikipedia, we don't yet have one on Pensacon. So I'd like to issue a challenge that some of our local aficionados write up the event, perhaps quickly after it transpires, and get it out there so that Star Wars fans around this galaxy and others can see how popular the event is and what a great place Pensacola is to visit.
Now, Rick, they're talking about an expectation of between 5 and 10,000 people and an estimated economic impact in the neighborhood of $2 million.
That's important, and it's particularly important at this time of year. You know, filling up the beaches for July 4th, the beach hotels they're full in the weekend, and it's great when that happens, and they can get great room rates. But filling up downtown Pensacola, even in the summer, but especially in February, in our winter trough, our winter visitation trough, and then even into the spring, as snowbirds come, as spring breakers come, it's difficult to do. So to get 5 to 10,000 attendees, many of whom will be visitors to the area, to get them to come stay at hotels, eat out, that $2 million economic impact that you referenced, I haven't seen the actual report, but you know, that's generated by businesses. Imagine 100 different businesses each having $2,000 in additional spend that they can put to good uses. That's a tremendous boon to local businesses. So it's a good thing economically.
Well, I can't wait to see some of the numbers. I was recently talking to one of the representatives of some of the establishments that are going to be participating in the after parties, and I'm thinking they're going to make a lot of money this weekend.
Well, they will make money, and it's important because otherwise this would be a dead weekend for them. So be careful if you're driving downtown over the weekend. But it's good news to have people in funny costumes crowding downtown. And when you combine this with some of the other shoulder season and winter season activities that are being considered, for example, the new hospitality coordinating council that allocates bed tax dollars is now looking at a fall festival centered around arts and culture. It's not Star Wars and it's not comic books, but wouldn't it be great to have the symphony out there, the opera, other arts organizations putting on shows that perhaps the weekend before or after the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. And so something for everybody to fill up our beautiful downtown and keep the businesses there going. The problem that we face right now is that with somewhat tepid population growth, slower than the national average in Escambia County, the reality is that if one restaurant opens, pretty much that means another one has to close when you have a fixed amount of demand. So we're just reorganizing who gets the slices of a fixed size economic pie. So the reason that this is so good and events like it are so good is because it enables private business owners spread throughout the economy to make a living. It's tough to make a living when you only have a 10 or 12 week summer season normally.
Rick, the final thing on Pensacon is for you to help us put it into context, compare it to other major events that we have had here in Pensacola, just to help us understand.
Well, it's important. If you're getting 5 to 10,000 visitors, that's not the Blue Angels air show, obviously, but at the same time, it comes at such an important time of year. If we could get one of these each month, something like it, whether it's a culture festival, whether it's a Pensacon, whether it's a big sports festival that brings people and they stay in hotels, they eat at restaurants, they employ college students who otherwise might have to sit out a semester, that's going to be good for growth and good for the economy, and it'll create new opportunities so that our kids can stay here instead of having to move to Atlanta or Orlando. And it'll create opportunities not just in hospitality and leisure, but spread throughout the economy. So it's a great innovation, and I hope it's very successful.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.